And this is Claire McKenna in for Andrea this afternoon. Do get in touch. You can email lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Now, an estimated 1 in 3 of us live with chronic pain. And if you're not one of them, it can be hard to understand the impact it can have on your life. So I'm joined by two women who've had to live with this invisible illness. First, I'm joined by Sharon Brady. Sharon, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming on. Tell us a bit about your experience of chronic pain.
Yeah, so I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia back in 2019. And like everyone who's experienced chronic pain, faced a lot of stigma and skepticism and just dismissal from doctors who often didn't really even believe in fibromyalgia, and family and friends. But with the help of CPI, Chronic Pain Ireland, I was able to explore more about the illness, and more about my own kind of mental health and coming to terms with living with a lifelong diagnosis and all the daily challenges that it comes with. It was my whole life kind of turned on its head, really. Like you said, chronic pain, it affects 1 in 3 people. So it's more than a medical issue. It is a societal issue, and we just need more education and empathy and improved access to care for everyone affected. And I've been a member of Chronic Pain Ireland for many years now, and being a member with them means being a part of community of people who really just kind of get it, do you know?
Yeah.
And that's made a huge difference. It's just more about, it's like managing your pain, but also finding support and guidance and empowerment and being able to, you know, realize that it's not all hopeless and isolating. And looking back over the years from being diagnosed to now, I think I've come a long way since where I started. Like, my background's in design. I was an architectural visualization artist for many years. And over the past few years, with everything going topsy-turvy, I've now been studying psychotherapy. So I'm looking to kind of give back to people and help other people as well. So, like, chronic pain is lifelong, but, like, really kind of want to get the message out there that even though it seems like hopeless and isolating, we can still find strength and purpose and community, and there is hope out there and you're not alone.
That's incredible, Sharon. And, you know, in many ways, it's opened other doors and other experiences to you. But I'm not going to try and force you down the idea of saying that you're, you know, grateful to have had chronic pain. But that experience of being seen and heard and understood, I mean, that must lessen the severity of it, because to be having the added stress of not being believed or not being understood, that must make it even harder.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you're given little support or understanding from doctors and from people who don't have chronic pain. Like, even when I was healthy, you know, like, I was in my mid-20s when I first got diagnosed, but even when I was healthy, I don't think I would have had the capacity to be able to empathize with people with chronic pain to that extent that's needed. Like, there's only so many shrugs you can take in your life when you get, after getting diagnosed, you kind of get like shrugged at a lot. People just kind of, you know, just meet you with silence and just don't really know what to say. So you just kind of have to take charge yourself and find alternative approaches and focus on your mental wellness and physical well-being.
And is it part of the problem that you may well be still continuing on with your everyday life? That, I'm sure there are days where you perhaps have to take to bed or have to, you know, have a day on the couch, but ultimately you manage to push through. Does that lessen people's understanding that you can still be in pain and yet still go through your daily life?
Yeah, it does get to a stage where you're kind of masking a lot around people, where you're kind of like, you could be in a lot of pain, but you're not showing it because you've been in pain for many years, that your kind of baseline pain level goes from what others would feel as a 0 out of 10 in a day. Mine might be about a 5 out of 10, you know, so that would be the new kind of baseline. So because of that, people don't really see it. You're not really kind of moaning about it at all times. You know, that can get very, very sour very quickly around people if you're kind of complaining about it. So you tend to kind of hold things into yourself and just kind of keep your own goals on the horizon and in view, and just try and strive to aim towards them as much as you can. But if you have to take to your bed, you know, like, you never know when that's going to happen. It can feel like you're extremely hungover or have a flu coming on, and it could happen at any day or any time in the day. Do you know, that can hit you at any stage. So yeah, you do try to push on, but it is all about pacing as well. You know, you have to kind of stop before you need to stop, and that will allow you to continue on as much as you can.
So that's some of the practical advice you have learned and by working with the organisation to manage your condition a little better.
Absolutely, yeah. Chronic Pain Ireland has just been a vital support. You know, like they offer countless courses and workshops and research and webinars and things you can, like initiatives that you can get involved in with yourself. And it's just been such a vital part of my recovery back into kind of getting into my own 2 feet and finding a purpose back in life, you know, finding empowerment and realizing that everything isn't so hopeless. And realizing that you can kind of stand on your 2 feet again, and it might be different than what you were doing, but there's plenty of options out there, you know. And like I said before, it's a community where people just get it. And
yeah, that's yeah, you feel so seen and heard. I absolutely love that, Sharon. Yeah. Thank you. And I want to bring in Christine Donaldson. Christine, you're very welcome to Lunchtime Live here on News Talk.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Were you identifying with many of the things that Sharon was saying?
I identified with quite a lot, but unlike Sharon, my GP and most doctors that I've had to interact with have been very supportive and understanding. And I've had great family support as well, so I didn't have what Sharon had with the disbelief of the condition.
And how long have you been living with chronic pain?
I've been living with chronic pain for 22 years.
And how have you learned to deal with that? Obviously, the support from your GP and your family has been part of it. But tell us what's led you to managing it as best you can.
Well, my pain has only become constant in the last number of years. I have chronic back pain for the 22 years. And then earlier this year, I was also diagnosed with fibromyalgia. So it's this year that the pain has really ramped up and been absolutely constant. So to support myself, I have been with Chronic Pain Ireland. They've given me emotional support, let's say, you know, when I'm feeling ill because there's things I can't do with my children or my granddaughter. They, you know, say, well, you know, take it easy on yourself, be kind to yourself, look at what you are doing instead of what you're not able to do right at this moment. And that type of support is really helpful as well.
Yeah.
Because you can get very hard on yourself when you're not able to do things that you really want to.
Yeah, it must be almost like you're trying to take control of a situation that sometimes you can't. But I think that's a really important message for people to hear. It's best to focus on what you can do and try and keep that optimism and that hope, along with the acceptance that you are living with chronic pain, and to go that little bit easier on yourself.
Yes. I think the acceptance, that was quite difficult for me this year, but with the support of my family and Chronic Pain Ireland, I am in a much better place this latter part of the year.
Yeah, and I think it just shows the importance of community in these situations. So both of you, Christine Donaldson there and Sharon Brady, both saying how important the support of Chronic Pain Ireland has been, and that shared experience as well as expert advice. So we wish you both and anybody listening who's living with chronic pain all the very best. Right, still to come on the show, we are going to be talking about the Wolf Tones, who are retiring after 60 years in the business, and they want to have a little bit more respect for their music. We'll take a break.